Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, how many ways are there of laying a cable?
Hello, I'm Matthew from Cambridge. I was wondering if human excrement can be used to produce electricity. Is this possible?
So, once the kids have been dropped off at the pool, can we use the energy from our poo to heat the water?
My name's Piers Clark. I'm the commercial director at Thames Water. In Thames Water, we've made energy from poo for many, many decades now, and we do it through a process called anaerobic digestion. And anaerobic digestion is a process that's very similar to what happens inside your stomach, actually, when you eat food. It also happens when we ferment berries to make beer. It's basically the gradual breakdown of organic matter through a natural process. And the molecules that make up the food that we eat and that ultimately come out as poo gradually get broken down until they're into a form of a gas. And the gas is called biogas, and it's a mixture of methane and carbon dioxide. Now, carbon dioxide's naturally in the air, and methane is the gas that people most readily associate with being the gas that you burn on your cookers at home. And we run this natural process and have done so for many years. We produce about 15 million pounds worth of energy every year, which equates to about 15% of our total energy usage in Thames Water.
So this brown gold can be fermented to produce methane, which can then be used as fuel to heat your home. On the forum, Peppercorn mentioned co-firing, where one substance can be burned alongside coal, for instance, in a power station to produce electricity more efficiently and with fewer sulphur emissions. As Geezer says, it brings a whole new meaning to honey, please put another log on the fire. And from the bomb of Hades to the bomb of the heavens for next week's question.
Hello, I'm Beverly Johnson from Yorkshire, and my question is, why don't black holes explode once they lose enough mass? If it takes a very massive star collapsing to form a black hole and Hawking's radiation eats it away, then why doesn't it blow up after enough matter is eaten away? If after a while it no longer has enough mass to sustain being a black hole, why doesn't it just blow up?
So why is it that black holes don't explode when they don't have enough mass to sustain themselves? Answers to chris@thenakedscientists.com, right on the forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum. You can Facebook us or Twitter @nakedscientists.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.